Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We got to hit you with the latest with Deshaun Watson, though, and this is where we'll need your help at 216-578-0092. Charles Robinson says everything is being pushed back until after the season. I want to know from you guys, and we'll start with you, Dustin, then we'll work our way around. Are you more or less comfortable with the uncertainty around this whole situation? Because I feel like now we're in for a fight when it comes to Deshaun Watson. We're in for a battle when it comes to Deshaun Watson. And I, just being honest, I didn't see it coming this way. And I don't know many people that can say that they saw it coming this way. But what we found out in the previous 24 hours, everything's now pushed back until after the season. Part of that reasoning, according to the article from Charles Robinson, is that the inability to reach an agreement on other issues, such as which suit will be heard first and the amount of discovery remaining, plus Watson's scheduled depositions, the timing appears to be headed towards 2023 for the trials. And I think that's very important, Dustin, because for the people that are like the NFL knows all the information crowd, for that group, go back and read some of that. Read back that last part in particular. The amount of discovery remaining. We've already established, because I was a one-time thief, being an attorney is not on my LinkedIn profile, right? It's a line that doesn't appear on my resume. But we know what discovery is, right? In the law world, it's a fun way of saying they haven't gone through all of the exchanging of information between the two sides, which tells me that Rusty Harden and Tony Busby don't have all the information exchanged between the two parties, which also tells me, if I'm going to believe what is the logical conclusion on this, that if Rusty Harden and Tony Busby, because there's so much information, haven't been able to exchange...
A lot of discovery to go here.
And if they haven't, then I'm also led to believe the Browns don't have this information.
Right. I mean, that story just came out, what, yesterday?
Yesterday.
About the one female that Watson was a client of, and apparently he made her cry over something he did. And he even admits in the deposition that he, you know, felt bad about making her cry, apologized, didn't say what he did, but just said he apologized for making her feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then at the end has the stones to say, if you'd like to work again in the future, just let me know.
I mean,
even just making her cry over something is something. I mean, something had to have happened there.
Well, I think that's why he apologized.
Right. You don't apologize if you didn't do anything wrong, right?
I've never apologized. I wonder if there's more of
these examples that's going to come out, and there probably is. And the Browns gave this dude $230 million guaranteed without knowing all this stuff.
And it was so early in the process of this all. Like, think about how your perception has changed of the whole Deshaun Watson case since he's landed here and now since we've had this time. I remember I sat down for dinner, Passover dinner, with my in-laws and aunt and uncle and everyone, and we're all hanging out, and uncle's like, hey, how many games, let's play a game. How many games do you think Deshaun Watson will play in the next 5 years in a Browns uniform. And you know me, I'm very optimistic about things when it comes to the Browns. I'm like, he's going to play all 5 seasons worth, except for maybe 4 or 6 in the first part. And like you go around the room and nobody's really saying anything that's too hard hitting, but everyone's kind of like, you know, dipping the toes in the water around the same time frame, right? 4 games,
right.
6 games, 8 games. Past 24 hours, Dustin, now I'm led to believe he might get suspended in back-to-back off seasons. He might these cases might end up going for, I don't know, is it beyond just next off season? If it takes weeks to get one case done and he's got 22 of them, this could go into his third off season with the Browns.
Yep.
And the NFL just seems, the impression I'm getting here, and again, if anybody tells you they have an inside track on this one, stop listening to them because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. But everything I'm like educated guest style, what I'm led to believe right now is that we're in for the long haul here with Deshaun Watson. And if the Browns didn't take all of this into consideration, what's currently going on, I feel like someone at the Browns needs to step to another podium and give us some answers.
Right.
Some sort of understanding of what's happening. I mean, think about your perception now, Dustin. Like, how is your perception changed on Deshaun Watson in just the previous 24 hours? It's been crazy.
Well, just I saw that last night, and you know, we didn't really talk about it on the show, but it's changed a little bit because, I mean, something was done there, and that's just one case. So there's 21 other cases with examples that, you know, I assume this discovery process is going to show more of these intimate details of their encounters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you right now, like, the league just sees that one case and you compile it with some of the other stuff that's out there, they're probably not looking too highly upon that.
Well, okay, let's unravel that one a little bit as well, okay. Right? If we're just talking about just that one case, and for those of you that didn't see anything with Ashley Solis and everything last night, go online and read it, basically, is what I'm going to have to say to you, because I can't read it on air. I just can't. I think that makes it hard for our discussion in a lot of ways, because between radio and TV, you know, when Ray Rice happened and when Kareem Hunt happened, it was very easy for people to see it because it was right there on your TV.
Right.
These type of situations are, it'd be uncouth of me to bring this up at a Thanksgiving dinner with family members. You know what I mean? Like, some of the details and some of the surroundings on this. What you need to know is that Deshaun Watson did apologize. And what you need to know is Ashley Solis left crying after having an encounter with Deshaun Watson. So, like, this is just one. Josina Anderson earlier today, I thought this was really interesting. We had Josina on yesterday, obviously, and you can go back and use the Odyssey Rewind, of course, 923thefan.com, and you can go back and listen to some of that interview. But she added more to this layer today in talking about her attorney and some of the conversations, Deshaun's attorney, some of the conversations they've had. Quote, "We are fully confident that the facts will continue to show that Deshaun Watson did not violate any parts of the NFL's conduct policy." That's the agent, for Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
And she references Major League Baseball and some of the differences that Major League Baseball has to go through and how the NFL would look in light of Trevor Bauer. Remember, Trevor Bauer was one case here, one case in L.A., and that's a total of two. You got all the graphic details out of those.
Yeah.
You're going to get 22 of those type of situations. How is the NFL going to look at baseball and look at Trevor Bauer and try to stack themselves up there?
I don't know that they'll look at Major League Baseball, but I do think they're going to look at past situations in the NFL. And I hope that they look at every situation independent of itself, just looking at the Watson situation, not comparing it to any of the other cases that are out there. But, I mean, the only reason this changed my mind a little bit on Watson is because I was kind of thinking maybe the Browns were so confident when they came out and said, you know, we believe in Deshaun the person.
Yeah.
They kept saying that over and over and over again.
So that was the theme.
I'm just like thinking maybe the Browns were privy to more information than some other, you know, the public, the media.
And again, they might be for all as I know, but if I'm taking a logical step here, based off the information that we saw from Charles Robinson in the previous 24 hours, when he puts in there, the amount of discovery remaining for both sides of these attorneys that they haven't been able to touch and they haven't exchanged yet between both sides, they haven't exchanged it between parties, I have a hard time believing that the Browns were privy to all of it ahead of time. That is from the defense for Deshaun Watson, and that is from the accusing side for, against Deshaun Watson as well. 216-578-0092. Are you more or less comfortable with the uncertainty around this now that we've seen more and more come out with Deshaun Watson? We'll have that. Also, Mike Florio talking a little bit more from yesterday as well. And Josina Anderson, I'll read you her NFL sources' thoughts on Trevor Bauer and the MLB situation as it all ties together as well. When I was talking about with Josina Anderson, she talked to an NFL source and they referenced Trevor Bauer and they said, look at what baseball did. If people don't think that's on people's radar, then you know public opinion matters. You think the NFL wants to be the organization that says sexual misconduct against women means more to one league than the other? Think about it. And again, this is somebody that's inside the NFL that is texting with Josina Anderson, and I don't know about you, but I agree with that statement. You don't want to be the one that is just way late on getting to the party of punishing people properly. And the NFL has been way late to the party for basically, you know, my entire existence. I'm curious to know if Deshaun Watson will be the one, like how Trevor Bauer is the one in Major League Baseball, that has to face the steepest of punishments for their actions. It's very interesting to me.
Think you will?
I could see a scenario. Everyone keeps saying unprecedented. It's unprecedented. Well, it is unprecedented. And if the NFL really wanted to make sure that they punish somebody, they would look at Deshaun Watson and say, we're going to hit you twice. We're going to do it right now. And then also, next offseason, when you don't have your bonus money tied up for $45 million, where you're making a $1 million base salary, we're going to hit you there as well because you guys thought you were clever and you thought you could get around it, but you're not that clever and you're not getting around it. And we're going to go ahead and hit you where it hurts the most. And there is a really defining moment here for the NFL if they want to leap out and grab it, where historically they've cowered and they've ran away. I don't know what route they're going to go. Anybody that tells you they do is completely lying to you. But what I want to hear from you guys at 216-578-0092, are you more or less comfortable with the uncertainty around this situation? From a football perspective, Dustin, I don't know if Deshaun Watson's going to be the quarterback this year. I don't know if he's going to be the quarterback next year. Hell, if these cases each take 6 weeks apiece, I don't know if he's going to have this thing dragged out for three offseasons. I don't know. We have no resolution here. And if I don't know, and the NFL doesn't seem like they know, and both attorneys seem like they don't know, I don't know how in the hell the Browns...
Does anybody know?
How do the Browns have any idea? We talk about the gamble and the roll of the dice when they'd made the deal with the devil here. Well, this is some of the repercussions that were sitting in the way back room of the table. It's now come to light. Again, 216-578-0092. Eric will lead us off here on The Fan. Hello, Eric. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, what's up, man?
I guess I'm pretty uncomfortable. I wasn't great with it to start. Obviously, hearing gory details doesn't make it any better. But from a purely football perspective, it kind of makes me question the Browns' decision. I mean, they sacked a lot for this guy. And granted, on the football field, he's amazing. But he has to get there first. And we're not confident that he's going to be here arguably for 2 years. It could be even longer than that. And then if the NFL really goes nuts and it suspends him for a whole season or maybe even two seasons, I mean, like, this could get really ugly not only for Deshaun, but for the Browns themselves. I don't know. We got to start looking at the front office at that point, don't we?
Yeah, thank you, Eric. I appreciate the call. I don't think this is a fireable offense in any stretch of the measure because you had to have approval from the Haslams before they could make any of these moves anyway. You know, it's Haslam's $230 million that is sitting in an escrow account.
Yes.
It's not Andrew Berry's $230 million. He didn't get to act alone in this one. He's not flying solo. The whole band of brothers attached to that front office with the Browns, and they're all in this together. So that's why you can't just easily be like, oh, well, that was a miscalculated choice by them. Like, let's just fire people over. Like, no, I don't think that's going to be the case, Dustin. I really don't. Yeah. Just a lot of this is really interesting to me. Mike Florio yesterday on the Dan Patrick Show, again, we talked a little bit about the potential two off-season suspension. Florio gave light to that yesterday. Here it is.
Based on what we already know, just based on the lifestyle you've admitted to, finding these massages via social media, his lawyer, Rusty Harden, has admitted that some of those massages would become consensual sexual encounters. Those habits are enough that it requires intervention. It requires a suspension. So we're going to do a suspension for now, and we're going to monitor these cases. And depending upon how they turn out, we may suspend you again later. That would be, I think, a safe balance for the NFL. You take some action now, and then you wait and see what happens with the cases, and maybe you take action later.
Yeah, I think that's like a nice like sentiment on it. And again, there's a lot that I agree with there that the NFL would probably look at. I just keep going back to the discovery, and I keep going back to the lack of information that both parties know, and the lack of information that the Browns and really everybody involved in this knows. And I'm just, this isn't doomsday. The goose isn't cooked. It's not over. It's just filled with a lot of unknown, and I can't. I can't paint the rest of the picture, Dustin. It's just really tough right now.
I hear you.
At least we do know there's so much more than what we first thought 24, 48 hours ago. And that's what I want to hear from you. Are you guys you more or less comfortable with the uncertainty around this? I, for one, I feel way less comfortable from a football perspective than what I did 48 hours ago. For sure. I entered this week with you, Dustin, thinking, all right, if we get an easy, soft schedule in the first four games, first six games, that's what we got last week. We can get through the peaks and valleys of the season. Jacoby Brissett's not that bad, right?
Right.
Like we can win 4-2 or 5-1 in that stretch, and then we're just off and running. It's just we're good. And now I'm sitting here on Wednesday, and I can't tell you whether or not this is the only time Deshaun Watson's going to get in trouble. I can't tell you this is the only time that someone like Ashley Solis is going to come to light. I can't tell you any of these things. I'd be a liar if I did. 216-578-112. Mike, up next on the Fan. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing today?
What's up, man?
Jonathan, I don't understand what you're getting at. It sounds to me, and this is how you're coming off, I don't know if this is how you intend it, but it sounds like you're kind of leading a parade to get the NFL to nail this guy to the cross. I mean, okay, so he made a woman cry. You know, people do that all the time. It's not a great thing. That's not something that should, you know, cost him games in a season. And
Mike, am I leading the parade, or am I just showing you the information and having smart people like Mike Florio tell you what's going on? Like, Mike Florio cut do?
Well, you just said, you know, I'm not saying this is like anybody should get fired over this, but then you go and talk about how someone could potentially get fired. I mean, the way you're spinning this, I want you to take a step back and, you know, like, kind of chill and say, okay, maybe I am doing, you know, more harm than
what good. What part of defense am I supposed to have here? I'm not his attorney. I'm not Rusty Harden, Mike. I'm a sports talk host.
Okay, as a sports talk host, if he turns out all 22 people have an agenda, he is completely exonerated. Are you going to apologize for, you know?
Why would I apologize? I haven't accused him of anything, and I haven't said anything defamatory on his behalf, Mike. Why would I apologize for that?
All right, I mean, stick with it. Keep going with it.
But you make no sense, Mike. Be consistent. You make no sense.
Yeah, I don't think that you're trying to pin him to the cross here.
My goodness.
In this situation. I think you're just kind of reading the facts. Like, I mean,
if anything, I'm just a deliverer of the message, right? Of what everyone thinks
the media is
about.
For, right?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. Hey, maybe, you know, in Mike's la-la land, a sports talk host, you want me to talk about the 14th overall pick for the Cavs instead of ignoring what is an obvious reshape of how we look at the entire Browns next season? Like, are you kidding me? Like, this is substantial information in the previous 24 hours, am I supposed to ignore it on behalf of Deshaun Watson? Well, I don't owe him anything. That's not what I'm supposed to do, Dustin.
By the way, that was the most uneventful draft lottery ever.
You knew it was going to be. You knew it was going to be. I literally 97.6% chance.
The couch.
You knew it was going to be.
I'm on the couch last night. I had ordered in some chicken wings. I was excited about that.
That's always exciting.
And they arrived. I got them on Uber Eats. And I got them like literally like 5 minutes maybe before they started the lottery process or whatever. And I get up off the couch. I'm running out to the garage to get a soda out of the fridge. And as I'm opening the garage door, it says Cleveland with the 14th pick. I didn't see it. I just heard it. I'm like, well, so much for my watch party by myself. It's more of a pity party.
Man, poor guy.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.